Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God set before us this morning is from St. John's Revelation, the first chapter, verses 17 and 18. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death." This is our text. Dear fellow redeemed, in the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Our hymn this morning employs an image which is used in the New Testament. St. Paul writes to Timothy, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race." And the letter of Hebrews has this: "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Now, that is not an image which is used directly in our text from Revelation, but it does have much to do with how we meet our Savior at the end of our lives and on the day of judgment. That's the issue that is addressed in this text from John's Revelation. Now, one other thing that we want to keep in mind as we approach this text is this: we can pray with the thief on the cross who said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And then we also hear, along with that, our Lord's response to the thief on the cross and to us: "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Now, in the vision that St. John records in the first chapter of the Apocalypse, as it is named, Jesus meets his disciple John, who, we would remember, probably was standing there when Jesus had that conversation, that exchange with the thief on the cross. And this Jesus says to John, "I am the Alpha and the Omega." That is to say, I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the A and the Z. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And then that exchange closes with the words, "And I have the keys of Hades and of death." Now, in his gospel, John, this same John, has called him the Word made flesh. And he describes him as the one by whom all things were made, who was with God from eternity, and who is God from eternity. That Word, Jesus, announces himself to John as the one who lives and was dead. Begotten in eternity, he was born and lived among men as one of them. He was despised and scorned and rejected. He's the one who was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and who bears the sins of the whole world and was put to death as the punishment for all sin, for you and me and all of our sins. And he announces now that he is alive forevermore. John certainly may have remembered, One other time when Jesus talked about keys, as he does in these verses. That's when he said in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, he said to the disciples, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose, whatever you forgive on earth will be forgiven, loosed in heaven. These keys are exactly the power to forgive sins or to withhold forgiveness for unbelief. And that makes these keys the power over sin and death and Hades or hell. Now, what does that mean to say? For one thing, we can note that Hades was at one point the name applied to the god of the underworld. And so the word has been applied to the underworld itself. Often when it's used, it is the same thing as hell. To say that he has the power over sin, death, and Hades, all of those say exactly the same thing. Sin is the cause of death. Because of Adam's sin, all of us have inherited his sinful nature, and Adam's sin is ours because we are his children. And we also bear his guilt, and so we are all, from birth, aimed in one direction, toward death and toward the grave and toward hell. Some of us have come face to face with death already, or else witnessed it either from very, very near or from a distance. But in our lives as we live, we can hardly avoid thinking about that end. And certainly when we read the paper or watch the news or drive past a cemetery, we can hardly avoid thinking about that sin and death. It is, as one of our hymns has it, I stand with one foot in the grave. That grave and that death is, in fact, hell, the deepest of the underworld, because it marks the distance that separates us from God. Hell is the complete separation between us and our Creator. And that is where we are aimed from the very moment that we are conceived. But Jesus says that he has the keys or the power over sin and death and hell. And how can he say that? When Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the gospel, he said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. That is the key which has the power over sin and death and hell. For with his forgiveness, sin, death, and Hades no longer possess me. No longer separate me from God. That's the key that he has applied to us in our baptism. And it's the washing away of sin and death and the power of the devil that has placed us under his gracious and loving care. We live under that key each day and each night. He lays his hand on you even in the face of death and says, do not be afraid. He says, I am the one who lives. I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of Hades and of death. To him alone be the glory, now and forever. Amen. Keeping all of this in mind, let us join our hearts in Luther's morning prayer. Please turn to page 167. please rise? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray you to protect me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please thee. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.